Welcome to the Stewards of Stoke podcast, an adventure podcast that gets you stoked for the outdoors through stories, interviews with athletes, and industry professionals. Sit back, grab a hazy, and join Matt and Braven for this episode of Stewards of Stoke.
Are you doing the intro or you want me to do the intro?
No, you got it. Unless you want me to do it. I'll do it if you want me to.
I don't care. You can do it.
All right, cool. I'll do it. Let's do it. Start it off.
What are you telling me to start it off when I'm telling you to start it off?
Oh, is it recording right now?
Yeah, it's recording.
All right, here we go. Hey, everybody. This is Braven Levine here with Stewards of Stoke. We are hanging around with our co-host, Matt.
What up?
And we are at Yard's Tap House.
Yes.
Sitting in good old Idaho Springs.
Idaho Springs.
Oh, yeah.
Just got absolutely destroyed by Virginia Canyon.
Yeah, it was the uphill. That was the killer. A lot of hucking to get up there to get to the juicy stuff.
Yeah, it was about 1,300 feet of elevation gain in a very short amount of time. And these guys had to wait for me a couple of times.
Yeah, we were just crawling right up the side of the mountain. It was a good rest.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Good views, too.
Yes, for sure. What else is going on?
Shoot, man. Was down in Texas for a little while, hanging down there. Just surprised they don't have a better gravel bike scene. Everything's white rock roads.
That's what you were saying.
It was just flat. It was hot, flat, humid, horrible. Don't move to Texas. I mean, if you like gravel biking, but I mean, other than that, there's not much of a bike scene.
Still have no interest in gravel bikes?
No, yeah. Not at all.
Yep.
That shit is not up my alley.
No, definitely not.
No.
No.
Got a little beard. Beard brew going on, buddy.
Always, you know. What are we drinking?
Cameo? Something cameo? Cameo
from Glenwood Springs Brewing.
Nice hazy.
Or something. Yeah, good hazy.
As always. Susie Q taking care of us here.
Susie Q?
She ain't gonna like that.
Yeah, I don't know where she went. She didn't hear you.
That's all right.
That's funny. Yeah, just got back from Disney, so I'm definitely feeling all the food that we ate and just jet lag still and whatnot. So
being a dad,
yeah. So I'm like, yeah, that uphill sucked, but you know, totally worth it for the downhill for sure.
Absolutely gorgeous trails.
Oh yeah, they're legit for sure. All right, today's episode, we're sitting down with Lee Harris, the founder and the man behind Renegade Trail Crew, based out of technically Blackhawk, right? Kind of
technically Blackhawk,
but your projects are here in Virginia Canyon right now.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
super excited to talk about what we've been going on.
And this is your first podcast that you've ever been on?
My first podcast ever. Yeah.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So kind of tell us about good old Lee Harris.
I'm born and raised in Phoenix, Arizona, and pretty into bikes since I was a kid.
Yeah.
It's pretty much all I ever wanted to do. I played pretty much every sport you can think of team-wise,
mm-hmm.
All the way through soccer to football to pole vaulting to water polo and all the things.
Water polo?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, did it all.
How'd you get into that?
I was a swimmer, breaststroke and freestyle, and just started playing, you know, wanted to do some more aggressive sports, and water polo was pretty gnarly. And honestly, out of all the sports I ever did in my life, played rugby in college and everything, water polo was by far the gnarliest sport I ever done.
Really?
Like, no shit.
Super
rugby. I mean, you're just treading water the whole time, right?
Treading water, but you know why they wear their ear caps, right? On their
get smacked or
no, they will literally rip your ears off. Like they go at it. Like it's a pretty rough sport.
It's like rugby in the water.
It's like rugby in the water. Yeah, they'll drown you, they'll sit on your shoulders, all the things, but yeah, good spot for sure. So then from there, moved up to Flagstaff, Arizona. I went to college at NAU, played soccer for NAU and rugby. Then got into the downhill scene on Mount Eldon. And if you've never ridden out there, I strongly recommend getting out there and checking it out.
Oh, yeah.
Downhilling out there.
Shout out to all the good old Arizona crew out there.
Epic. Oh, yeah. Big boulders, steep faces, super cool stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But I loved it so much, I named my kid after the mountain.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Moved out to Colorado in 2003. just kind of hung out, did my thing out here, rode for Echo Ski Resorts, slope style for a couple of years, nice. And then started racing bikes in when I turned 30. So I went pro at 32 and nice. Then raced pro from 32 until I was about 38.
Yeah, I was kind of getting into it late in the game, yeah, huh?
Super late.
That's cool, that's, though.
It still gives the three of us hope. We're also joined by our good buddy, good old J-Rod.
But, yeah, he might be a little quiet today. Yeah,
he's a little quiet today for some reason, you know? But he's also hanging out with us drinking some hazies. But that gives the three of us hope.
It does.
Yeah, still go pro.
I mean, sure. Jared will get there.
Oh, yeah. J-Rod will be there next year. Don't worry.
I have a year of mountain biking so far. So.
And
you're shredding too. Sending it. Just the way he hit those jumps today was like super smooth and buttery for a year. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, thank you for building them.
Yeah. Of course.
For sure.
Yeah.
Lee, we met him in some random spot in the canyon, and he showed us some trails that aren't open yet. And J-Rod, you know, instead of just checking out one, when Lee was just like, hey, just hit this and don't go too fast, I'm gonna go to the fucking top and just send it per normal J-Rod.
He did the whole rhythm set. It was sick.
Yeah. It was sick.
What'd you go to school for?
Forestry and fire science.
Okay.
But I kind of did a little mix of both, but specifies more in forestry.
Right on.
Yeah.
I did a little volunteer firefighting back in my day. So
sweet. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My goal was to get into the fire department when I got out to Colorado, but it's pretty hard to get into the fire department. Out here,
so. Yeah. Super competitive. Yeah.
Very lucrative. So
it is.
Yeah. That's fair. So what year is this? Like 20?
So that was when I graduated college, 2020 or 2003 or 2003. Jeez. That was pretty bad. And so moved here the same year that I graduated college from Flagstaff.
Okay.
And then hung out here. And then when I started racing bikes, that was like 2014, I think. 2014.
Yeah.
It was a good experience and pretty fun. My main thing was building trails. That's more of like my style. And I started off kind of building trails in more of a pirate fashion. More of
illegal
behind the scenes.
the trails that hopefully aren't on.
They're on Strava. They're everywhere, man. They're everywhere. But
That's cool.
But it's good. It's good. We had a scene back in the day, and we'll just dive into it, I guess. But we had a scene back in the day on the Sunnyside, we used to call it, which is now the BCMP area, right? And that's where all the legit trails are now. Back in the day, we had a zone called the Sunnyside, and we had about 30 shuttle trails, and they were all pirate trails, very very aggressive and very gnarly trails, full body armor, full face stuff, and it's quite the party going by.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Apparently I don't even know what to call it, because it's like very interesting group of riders, but
just the Harley group.
Yeah.
But yeah, back in the day, so this scene that we had was so vast. It was a UCI World Cup type of training ground in the off season. Okay. We'd have Aaron Gwynn out, we'd have Sam Hill out, we'd have Gary McKelly out, we'd have the Atherton siblings out, and Mick and Tracy Hanna would come out and train every off season. And it was a very amazing area. It was pretty cool to have that zone. Built it for almost 22 years.
Okay.
And that's what kind of turned Renegade into Renegade. So we'll dive into that in a little bit.
It's kind of like moonshining, man. You got to start somewhere, right?
yeah
start with the illegal shit, then go legal.
You gotta hide out, man.
That's the way it seems.
Fucking cops.
Goddamn.
Oh shit, that's funny. That's pretty good. I mean, you kind of started to talk about it, I guess. That's where how Renegade became a thing.
So it was a massive shout out to Comba for Renegade. Mm-hmm. Honestly, then when they started building the legit trails out here, they're building across all the old zone on all the old pirate trails and all that stuff. And they saw the potential in the trails, and wanted to, I didn't tell anybody in the past like that I built anything. I kept it very quiet, you know, and they did research and literally looked and found who built the trails and then contacted me and were like, hey, can we meet up and have a meeting? And I said, are the cops going to be there?
I'm about to get like, fucking arrested.
Up, like, yeah. They said, no, we were just really stoked on the trails that you're building and we wanted to, you know, talk to you about it.
Yeah, so that's cool.
Met up with them. They proposed, what do you think about building trails legitly? And what do you think about starting up a company? And I was like, well, shit, I didn't even, didn't think that was even a possibility. I thought the stuff I was building was just like beyond, you know, that point of being legit.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
yeah, because they like to tame everything down and take away the obstacles and the technicality.
They
of everything.
Do. I don't know if it's that, that's really the, what I've, yes, I agree with that in the beginning when, before I knew the organization. Mm-hmm. And then when I started to get to know the organization, I realized that they just didn't have the experience or
the feedback
terrain to build that type of stuff on.
Yeah.
And what is it? Floyd Hill was definitely like the beginning of the like opening the new door, right?
Definitely.
And then that opened Maryland Mountain.
J-Rod's throwing up the good old
the horns, the
rock on horns.
Yeah. So then that opened up the potentials of Maryland Mountain.
Yeah.
Right. And we all know Maryland's pretty cool, right?
Horseshoot. I've yet to ride there.
Horseshoot is legit.
Yeah.
And it will definitely wear some diapers, maybe, because something might happen. But but that really opened the door for VCMP to start growing, right? And Comba reached out, and when they told me, like, we want you to build the stuff that you built in the past, just more in a legit type of manner.
Yeah.
Got my wheels turning. I worked for Southwest Airlines for 15 years, and all I wanted to do in life is to build trails and be legit about it and make money off of it. So when they offered that to me, I stepped away from Southwest, started doing the tree work stuff that we talked about earlier, just to offset money for the time being.
Yeah.
And I did a year interview with Comba pretty much and built the Craig Lane trail that you guys seen up there.
Yeah.
I did that 100% volunteer, got it fully done.
Which, speaking of that, like the pictures and the videos do not do it justice.
Yeah, you got to see it in person.
You got to see it in person because
you got to feel it.
Yeah. I was ready to send it, and that we getting up there.
You should have seen him sitting at the bottom of that, just contemplating, sitting there, just rooting over it.
Like, the more you look at it, the less chances you are doing.
I think I
less thinking, more doing.
Yeah, I mean that makes sense because when I was down like on the trail that goes under it, like. I was pretty set, and then I kind of got up on it, and I was like, maybe not today.
Yeah, it's up there for sure.
Yeah, that's
the drop
what
itself isn't too bad.
Yeah, but. what is like the dimensions of the drop itself?
It's 6 out, 13 down to the sweet spot, or to the top of the knuckle. Sweet spot is about 10 out, 15 down or so.
Yeah, so it's a.
About what we were saying.
It's no joke of a pro level.
Yeah.
Freaking drop. Like
I think the catch berm's even harder than the drop itself because it you really do that. I call it a Nike swoosh, but you're like landing it and you're like swooshing back up the hill.
Yeah.
Yes. And then you go into a C berm after that. So it's really like everybody's so stoked that they got the drop.
Yeah.
That like they lose their focus on the next
thing about like follow through.
Yeah.
That's where we saw you, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
No, you did 22.
He's talking about off the big drop then coming into the
aftermath of the the beaver tail.
It's quick.
But it's so you mentioned what the I guess the drop or the trail is called.
Yeah, Craig Lane.
Who is Craig Lane?
So let's back up to the pirate zone that we had back in the day. We called the Sunny Side.
Which there's also a pirate flag flying nice and high right at the top of this this feature for
if
sure
if you know type of scenario
absolutely kind
of,
and but, y'all are about to know
here we go so the zone back in the day, you know, we had this huge zone, huge community, all riding the zones. Mojo Wheels was a big part of that zone. They owned property in the area. We had big training zones out there and all kinds of cool pump tracks and dual slaloms and really neat stuff. One of the riders back in the day was a 16-year-old kid named Craig Lane. And he unfortunately had a pretty bad accident on a bike. And I mean, it's as bad as it can get because he lost his life. So, we built a memorial trail for him after he passed and named it after him. You know,
that's cool, man.
Yeah. So we, every year we'd go out, we had a big plaque on a rock for him and we had it stuck there and it would have his birth and his ending date. And we'd go out and on his, you know, ending date and celebrate his life and hang out. His whole family would come out and it was a big deal.
I was just going to ask, does his family ride or anything?
They don't, but they're very,
very active in the community.
Very involved, detailed into the bike community. Cool. And, but yeah, they would come out every year, hike down and celebration and all the things. And it's very powerful, you know, and, there was a lot of history, obviously, and we could talk for literally hours about the history of the Sunnyside,
sure.
But that's the one piece of history that I didn't want to get lost.
Yeah.
You know, it's,
that's like, I mean, what other way do you honor somebody who was clearly destined to
huge passion in the sport. He had a huge impact on all the other riders.
For sure.
It's like just a really good dude, super positive. And
yeah,
it's just a lot of fun, really fun to be around. And
that's so, really cool.
When Comba reached out, fast forward, and asked me to be a part of this, I told him that I wanted to show him what I could do before they committed to me.
Yeah.
So I told him would volunteer to build this line for him and all the things. And I think it turned out absolutely amazing.
Oh, yeah. That's insane.
The bridge itself is 100% milled from all of the beetle kill ponderosa pine on the hillside.
Yeah.
So we literally like Alaskan milled it all with my chainsaws out there and cut all the logs to size.
So you guys and made your own jigs and everything?
Literally made it all up there. And like I got full step-by-step, you know, photography of the whole entire process.
That's so
and
cool.
It took us 5.5 months to build just that bridge by itself.
And you guys like just finished it, right? Like
just finished it. It opened I did a ceremony for him and his family 2 weeks before the park reopened after this last closure that they had. So it was really cool. We had like 40 people out there. And did a big speech and, you know, all the things and the grand opening. And
it's definitely cool, definitely like a super cool, super cool spot. The view obviously overlooks the entire valley.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of like, wish I'd known the backstory before I got up there. That'd have been even more special.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really cool. And that's why we did the plaque with his, you know, name on it and a photo of him and the bike rack. My homie owns his own Soul Fabrications. Shout out to
Soul Fabrication.
I use the bike rack, so
It works nice, right?
Sure does.
Yep.
Solid.
Yep. But quite the experience building it, and then just the closure we had with the family coming out, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah. It just goes back to like mountain biking is more than just riding a bike on a trail. Like
we're all here for each other. And
for sure,
we're all looking to expand the community. Right.
Yeah.
So when you got Renegade started, how did you find a crew? You know, you did your interview by yourself pretty much.
Right.
Probably went out and dug by yourself. And then is it just buddies you're pulling in or?
Yeah. So I had a guy that I used to race with back in the day. We traveled and raced pro together and I dug with him for years and he ended up doing his own thing and moving off. He was living in Boise and I just had him in my mind the entire time. So I just told him what was going on and told him I wanted him to be a part of it. And he literally just dropped everything out of Boise and stopped his career out there, packed everything up, and he's living in my living room now. So
that is a commitment.
Damn.
He must not be married.
he's not married. He's not married. He's a good dude too. So it's like, he just saw the potential.
Talk about being there for your boys.
Yeah. Like, it was a big deal.
I don't know what.
How big much deal, more? For sure. Yeah.
Dude, I lived in my buddy's closet in college for a semester. So shout out to Grady if you're listening.
Grady.
Yeah. I came out just so you know.
Good for you, man. I'm proud of you.
I had a little cot and a wool blanket and a pillow, and that was it.
Yeah, we've been definitely jumping through some hoops lately, but it's all good. We're you know, Renegade's a startup business. This is the first trail building. This new trail called Panic Switch. I'm sure we'll talk about it in a bit, but
get on into it.
Oh man, so yeah, Panic Switch is gonna be a new technical trail on the VCMP side of trails, and it is a single black hand-built technical trail. It goes down a ridge line for the beginning of it and then goes into a pretty nasty scree field, couple of good wood features, and should be a good trail overall.
And this is this is the trail that J-Rod.
That's the trail that J-Rod hit today. Yeah.
But yeah, so we'll post a little video of J-Rod hitting it, and those are the secret trails that aren't a secret anymore.
Yeah, right.
And maybe I'm jumping too far ahead, but I'm curious because I see all the infrastructure here for a lift service, and we talked about how much it was, you know, to get that installed. Are they going to be running like lift tickets and day passes and stuff like that to recuperate some of the expense for that?
Yeah, so I don't know the numbers on that yet. Last thing I heard that they were going to kind of mimic what Winter Park is trying to do with Trestle and stuff with their costs and everything. Then I heard other numbers too that were lower. Mm-hmm. So I really can't lock that in on what the numbers would be on that cost. But yes, it will be a system of like pay for your lift ticket for the day.
Or is it going to be free uphill access?
If so you'll be able to pedal the hill for free.
God damn
or
it.
Or you can pay a lift ticket or boys wait. Yeah. You can shuttle as well.
Yeah.
So not that we want to talk about Strava because, you know.
That's my favorite.
That's Lee's favorite.
I love it.
But we're sitting here literally drinking beer and I'm looking at my Strava app after we got done riding and I'm looking and I see the roads around it. I'm like, fuck. I was like, we could have just had you drive us up to the top.
Coulda.
As I, you know, died for couple hours, but I guess I earned my downhill and my beer.
Technically, at the moment, too, there's a lot of construction at the top, so it's they don't really want people up there. So right now, it's fair to ride or whatever, but driving's.
I'm seeing a little hole in the market here. We need some shuttle services.
Oh, we need a shuttle truck. We need an A-frame. We got to get this thing going. I think that's the way to do it, personally. But
oh yeah,
Back my shit up. Get another room ready in the living room.
Let's go.
How many living rooms do you have? How many couches do you have by chance?
I got some acreage.
There you go.
We're gonna throw some tents up here.
I'll live in your closet.
You're gonna have to come at some point.
Yeah, again. how many times can you come out of the closet?
Well, it depends on what you're coming out for.
I'm born again, baby.
I don't know if those two correlate, but before we get too off the rocker, kind of not rewinding, but like clearly, like you said, like you worked for Southwest Airlines for 15 years and just like all you could think about was building trails. Like where does that passion kind of come from? Or is it just something like you started as a kid and like
I did start like, as a kid, yeah.
Now I'm doing it, you know.
I built trails in Phoenix when I was out there. I built trails in Flagstaff when I was in there. I built trails in Colorado when I moved out here. But I think the passion comes from I like riding what I build.
Yeah.
You know, I want to ride what I like to ride and people weren't building it.
Yeah.
So
it's like Zoo Tycoon in real life that you get to
Zoo Tycoon,
right? Roller coaster.
Fucking roller coaster tycoon.
go play it. You
exactly.
Know?
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's like, you know, it's just it's a lot of effort. I literally work nights so I could drive up here in the mornings and work on trails, and I do 5 or 6 hours every single morning, and I drive straight out to the airport and work at the airport, and
it's a passion.
Do it every day. One trail that I used to call trap door, and I called it trap door because if you put your tire off the side, you'd figure it out. But
bye. <Yeah. laughs>
But that one took me 4 years. I would come up every morning for 4 years and, you know, spend time on that. But
yeah, that's super cool. Know,
just enjoy building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and you think about the amount of material you have to move to get anything accomplished. It's like, yeah, you're taking ages and years to even get something, a small line that's rideable. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then the feeling you get after you build it and you get to ride on it is...
You get to share it with your close friends. Yeah.
Well, that and like, obviously, that has also evolved into... You now sitting here doing a podcast with us,
it's pretty wild. We've
been hanging out since, you know, we met you at the random spot in the woods a couple hours ago, and I feel like I talk to you pretty much on a regular basis. Like,
I've been chatting a lot
on social medias and stuff, and
it's actually really cool to see you in person.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not like I said earlier about community. It's not just a trail. It's not just you building some shit and people riding it. Like, there's so much more to it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, shit, dude, you went out and. You know, supported me and got yourself a jersey and everything too. Yeah. You know, it's
they're pretty, fucking pretty shit damn too.
Cool. They are cool.
Yeah. So if you want to support Renegade, he's going to be doing another drop because people keep harassing him here soon.
Yeah. We got all kinds of jerseys coming down and some tank tops. So keep a lookout on Instagram.
Nipples out.
Nipples out.
Explicit.
Explicit.
Instagram Renegade page.
Yeah. It
makes me wish my brother would have let me build trails. We built dirt biking trails all through our woods. We had a couple acres and stuff. And
yeah,
every time I built a jump, my brother would cry. So my parents made me go take the jump out.
That's when you make it bigger.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had a growing up, my dad lived on like the opposite side of town, but he backed up to like a pretty decent park. And it was kind of like the outskirts of the local park. Like the only way you would walk through is if you lived essentially like in the cul-de-sac or like kind of down the street or something like that. But I would build jumps and pirate trails essentially. Mm-hmm. Like it was on a normal trail that was already semi-established.
You're adding to it.
And then I would just build the jump like off to the side of the trail. Mm-hmm. And then I remember like I think I built one that was like way too like out of my skill range. I'm about to fucking send it on this shitty $50 mongoose from Kmart. And but I remember like going up there and I was like, finally, I was like, fuck yeah. I had the speed dialed in. Like I was ready to go. And I get up there and the town had come in and fucking leveled it out.
Dude, it's the worst feeling ever. Put all that time in and then you just show up. Yeah. And you're like,
you ever had a couple trails destroyed by the city?
Yes. Yes. I've had many trails destroyed by the city.
Lee is being very reserved when he answers answers these questions.
He's never done a trail that's been destroyed by the city.
Never. Not even once. Yeah. If anybody knows about the dark side, they would know the details behind that.
And that's what we're going to leave it at.
You start hunting.
That's funny. So you kind of talked about it, obviously, like one of your big organizations that you work with is COMBA, which is Colorado Mountain Bike Association. Can you kind of talk about a little bit like how that like partnership works? And like you obviously mentioned how you got involved, but mm-hmm. Yeah, just kind of what COMBA has meant to Renegade and all that.
Yeah, so COMBA's man, they're doing some pretty cool things on the front range these days. They're really they're not just putting their foot in the water. They're getting fully submerged. You know what I mean? They're definitely getting really involved and trying to expand the front range riding and not just the old school, you know, switchbacks with water ties. They're really trying to make it a new thing and get it world known. And our relationship has been super positive.
Yeah.
They've really gone out of the way to just make it easy for me to be able to build the stuff that I build.
Oh yeah.
And they've been really open to it and not really pushing back. And if they're a little hesitant in a sense because they just haven't seen this style of building.
Right.
But as I've been going along and building, they've really been trying to like open up and adjust to what I'm doing.
Yeah. And I feel like with like your local, like, I guess not local writing scene, but what you guys have, but like us coming up from Colorado Springs and like we kind of find
drawing in a whole new crowd.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And yeah, it's huge. I mean, I talked to some dude, I think he was from out of state. And like he found it on like the Front Range Mountain Bikers Facebook page. So
now this zone will definitely be world known when we're done with it.
Yeah.
It'll be for sure top notch. And we plan on having BME races out here. We're planning on having some, you know, big stuff going on, big events, and yeah, it should be pretty cool.
So when you're thinking about building a line or a new feature, do you have to run it past them first? Is that kind of how that works?
Honestly, very lightly.
I was going to say, how do you tell, unless they're out there boots on the ground and they're coming out to check what you're doing. It's like, you know, because you're talking about your new kicker that you want to put on the side and all that stuff. Unless you're out there and see it, you can't like 3D sketch, mock up anything. It's just, feel with the lay of the land.
Yeah. They've really put a lot of trust in me. So I'll go and I'll flag the whole line out, right? And then we'll walk the line out with COMBA and I'll talk about vaguely what I want here, what I want there. But obviously it changes as we're building, right?
Yeah.
But they tell me straight up, go ahead and we trust you. We know that you know what you're doing. That's really cool. Ahead and put in what you want. Just keep in mind that this is a public park.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
and I feel like too, they've done a really good job of like when you had to, there was kind of that time where you had to walk your bike like past the mill, and like just kind of keeping everybody informed about it too.
Yeah, they're really trying to like inform everybody with parking and with how to get through the construction zones. I mean, what zone, whether it's bike trails or anything, do you get to access while the construction's still going on?
Oh yeah, no,
it doesn't happen. Right? Yeah. Like this is one of the only places, so it's really cool that we can still work with all the construction. Sure. They're flying poles in. They're doing all this crazy stuff.
Yeah. It's not like one wooden feature is being built and like this section of the trail is closed. Like they're literally putting in a multi-million dollar chairlift.
Yeah.
And like when you go in right now, you can't quite get to where the next chairlift station, whatever you want to call it, is going to be. You kind of have to go around the fence and to get up there right now. But like, I feel like anywhere else, especially Colorado Springs, they're just going to close it until it's built.
Any construction site, when it's under construction, it's closed. And when it's done.
Yeah.
So it's cool that they're working with them.
Your guys' signage up there is incredible.
It's insane.
Good. You know where you're riding. Yeah. Like you come across it, you can see. You're not playing guesswork or anything.
I think that was really cool that that's 100% Comba. And I really feel that they've almost revolutionary the signs in the Colorado area. If you look at the signs in detail, there's a scale, like a slide scale on
exactly.
it. Exactly. Technical.
I like that a lot. Of
it. Yeah, it's really cool.
If it says it's a double black, it's a double black.
It's described on why it's a double black and what's going on with that specific trail. And you know,
it gives the rider a heads up. You know, like I said, I was talking with you earlier, like somebody who's, you know, trying to get a feel for jumping and getting some air, it really gives you a sense of confidence when you know what you're expecting around the next corner. 100%. Rather than, you know, because, you know, for somebody like us where we come in here and we're going to put 1300, you know, vertical feet of elevation to get you're to ride this trail now. Once. Yeah. I want to make sure I'm riding it as hard as I can for the time being while I'm there.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I'm constantly creeping around every corner and every lip trying to figure out what's on the other side or what's down below me, it's like ruins the fun. Yeah. But when I look at the sign, I can tell and it's like, okay, I can send this.
And two, and it's not just like at the top of the trail, like it's throughout the trail. Like
it is,
you get, if there's this jump coming up and there's a gap, it's not like a rollable jump. Like the warning sign is at the perfect distance away. Like that's one thing that I also noticed, like is insanely like perfection.
Yeah. That's the goal with the zone, is to revolutionize the area and to really bring more knowledge and experience to the zone pretty much, you know.
And it would be really cool, you know, for us being down in the Springs, it's like seeing the features you guys have is just incredible. And, you know, we need a little bit more of that influence where we're at, you know.
Oh, man, you guys got cool stuff over there. But
we do have some cool stuff.
Yeah, it was based off of Pirate Zone, though. So a lot of your jumps are deteriorated and pirate-style jumps, 100%, right? Yeah. But to legitimize, I mean, it is legitimized out there now, right?
For the most part.
Yeah, to start adding more to it would be really cool thing to
see. And I feel like it's almost there. Captain Morgan's Colorado Springs Mountain Bike Association has done a good job of mirroring kind of what Comba has done. Yeah. But just with like the signage, and then like when you get to the flyover that we were riding a couple weeks ago, like it's definitely getting there in some spots. I guess Ute has that one spot where it's pretty marked, but still kind of pirate jumpy. But I think we're moving in the right direction for sure.
I agree. You're starting to see the signage. You're starting to see more downhill only, you know, Black Diamond specific type of trails. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them, like you said, they're based off of pirate trails, and it's things that's already been established. And you know, it's be nice if those guys get a little bit more credit for it too, because you know, we talk 100%. About Captain Jacks a lot, and the thing about that is that was the motocross guys that made that, like back in the 90s maybe.
Yeah, so you can tell by the turn
for sure.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Captain Morgan's is, from what I hear, was created by moto guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that'd be real tight for a moto.
I'd hate to moto ride trail,
god damn. Yeah.
Oh, it's
sharp
it
turn.
Is
you know.
All the good shit.
Comes the motorcycle gang. Yeah.
Motorcycles to go past.
Certainly like, a few of them.
Yeah. Wow. Hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah, brother.
Shout out to Hulk Hogan. Rest in peace.
Oh, man, shit. That hurt my heart. And Ozzy Osbourne, too.
Yeah, it's been,
two terrible weeks
for sure.
It's been a crazy train, brother.
We kind of talked about it earlier, not during the podcast, but community-led events, dig days, that kind of thing. Like,
oh, yeah.
What do you got coming, and how do you sign up, and where you can find all that?
Community events, I don't really have too much set up at the moment. That's mostly through Comba's website. Definitely. They do a lot of that stuff. We're just three guys out there building. So when it comes to events, we're getting ready to build stuff, but we're not there yet.
Yeah.
When it comes to volunteering, we have on the Renegade Instagram page, there's a sign up link. And Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, every single day is a volunteer day, and we'd love to have anybody and everybody out there.
Yeah. You know, so it's kind of more of, it's not really a schedule. It's kind of whenever somebody can come out, they can come join
whenever
your
you
crew,
want.
Basically.
You can come out for 2 hours, show up. It's all good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We don't mind at all. And it's pretty fun. And the cool part about it is you get to try out the trails before they're open.
Yeah.
You know, you get to test the things.
Like J-Rod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get to see what's going on, and it's pretty cool. I know the guys that came out and volunteered on the memorial, Craig Lane Memorial Bridge, they're all pretty stoked. You know, they're like, oh, I put that board there. Oh, I did this. I did that. And it's cool.
That's
to
the
see
cool
that.
Part. Is, yeah. You know, you bring your friends back. Yeah. And you're like, I helped build that.
Yeah.
You know, I used to bring my wife back home and we'd pass, you know, houses. And it's like, I worked on that house. I painted that house. I built the deck there. You
it's
know?
Really neat.
It's
man.
Like, shut the fuck up. I get it. You don't care. You lived here. You did shit here. Like, yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's all I ever did was blue collar work until my job now. It's like I just busted my ass, and it's like you know, you're proud of it. And
yeah,
so you want to show it off to people.
Self pride, 100%. Yeah,
absolutely.
Especially when you're dealing with the bike community and it's a small community, and you're building big features and something that's such a magnitude, you know, of the Craig Lane Bridge is. It's really neat to ride under it and be like, man, I put that beam right there. You know,
it's super cool.
Yeah.
You kind of talked about it earlier, which I don't know if you want to talk about it, but like you aren't the only builder in Virginia Canyon, so kind of talk about like who else is building, like what you specifically, like what you're doing, all that.
For sure. So Comba has hired on three other trail building companies, two other besides Renegade actually, but so there's Flowride. And they're based out of the Dillon area. They built a lot of the all the jump scenes and stuff up there in the Frisco area. They're amazing.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, the Frisco stuff. Yeah. So Aftermath and all that stuff. Yeah, that's all those guys. And they really do great jobs with their mini X. They're hella builders. And then there's also McGill Trails. And they're also in the same area, in the Dillon area. And same, those guys are just masterclass. And so it seems to me like McGill's been building a lot of the upper part of the mountain, and Flowride's been building a lot of the lower part of the mountain. But they're like leapfrogging each other a little bit and kind of working together. Pretty much anything that's built machine belt on the hillside is one of those two companies. And then anything that's built hand built by on the mountain is all done by Renegade. So Renegade is doing all the blacks, double blacks, and Proline hand-built trails, which there is a lot more to come. So stay tuned. Yeah.
I was going to say, you were saying there's about eight trails right now, three like legit top to bottom trails. And then that should be about three times the size.
If the numbers match up and everything works out the way it is with the master map, then we should have hopefully three times the amount of trails that we have now currently.
And backing up too there, you mentioned them approaching you about starting a business. You know, usually it's not other people approaching you to start a business. Have you had any other business experience before, or is it, you know, how do you go about that? You're like, you got to get an LLC, you have to pull permits and stuff.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So I've never had a business before. I always worked for the man, you know, and always wanted to have my own business and build my own business in building trails. I just didn't know how to go about it. So once Comba, you know, like put that in my direction and told me they would back me and support me, went through the whole process, did the LLC, did the insurance, did all the things, jumped the hoops, you know, and The whole time I was building the Craig Lane Memorial Trail, volunteer, I was building the business on the side of that.
Okay.
So, Panic Switch is technically the first contracted trail that Craig Lane, or I mean that Renegade has put together. So
right on.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's gonna be dope. Dude, it's gonna be wicked.
Oh yeah, it is.
It's turning out pretty good so far. Yeah. Hopefully it keeps that way. Huh?
Yeah, definitely. What, like, because obviously, like you said, like your company started based on the passion of trail building, and then Comba being like, hey, become a business so we can build some trails.
Right.
Like, what has been your biggest thing? Like, you either had no idea that you'd have to do, or like obstacle of the business side, not necessarily the trail building side.
Because
obviously,
obviously,
you've been doing that like for a minute.
Dude, honestly, it's the behind the scenes stuff is super hard. It's I'm a trail builder. I build trails. Yeah. You know what I mean? I like building trails, and I don't know the detail. My wife is amazing. She is the everything else besides building trails. within the company, she deals with all the paperwork. She deals with all the social media. She deals with all the things for me. I build trails. That's about where I'm at with that. I don't have the capability for the other things, but it's a lot more than I thought. It's a lot more work than I thought. Mm-hmm. And, just moving forward with the contracts and like setting up all the contracts and working
through
the
everything. Crazy legal stuff. Yeah.
All this crazy legal stuff and all the insurance things and like predicted numbers and before numbers are set. And there's a lot more to it than what I realized.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like on the outside, if you don't know what it is, it's like, oh yeah, just buy the LLC, buy some insurance and, you know, file some taxes here and there.
Yeah, we'll just start moving dirt. But
So what happens with the trail once, you know, you guys come and you build it all. You got the contract to do that. What happens with the maintenance of the trail? Does somebody overtake that then later? Or is that still on you guys to come back every so many years, so many months and do the maintenance on the trail?
So
what's that look like?
Look, my goal, my overall goal here, most trail builders are on the go constantly, right? They're always building in this city or building in that city and doing this and doing that. And I really love being around my kid. So I don't want to be traveling a lot. I want to be stuck in one area and I want to be around my kid. And I want to raise my child.
True.
So my goal 100% is to build VCMP.
Yeah.
There's also another zone that will be coming in the near future that we can talk about maybe on another podcast. Yeah. And I want to build that zone as well.
Okay.
And then
is that with Comba?
No.
Okay. All right. I won't ask any more questions. All right.
Oh, and then
goddamn dude's about to put a fucking eye patch on.
Yeah.
Right. And then I want to maintain both zones. And that's kind of my goal, is to just like build the areas and then become the official maintenance guy for the areas.
Because I assume like obviously a lift is going to be running. Like you're going to have a full-time crew.
100%. Yeah.
Whether that's just people working for the lift, I would assume type of ticket counter person, like a safety person.
My whole like takeoff with that is if you have somebody that's, why wouldn't you want the original builder to maintain your trails? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because they already know what they did. They know exactly what's in every single landing, every single lip, every single corner. Why would you not want them to maintain the trails if they want to do that? You know
exactly
what I mean?
Just following off of that vision too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you being a dad too, I feel like.
Yeah.
I'm expecting one in December. You know,
oh, congratulations.
I was gonna say it's my first number, one. Number two for me.
Deal, bro. It's a big deal.
And I already look at myself seeing like trails around and things that I'm doing. I want this for my kids. I want my kids to be able to enjoy this stuff. So like you as a dad and being the trail builder, knowing that one day your kid's gonna ride this trail, that's gotta just be like
super cool.
Such an amazing feeling.
It's weird at the same time, but it's really, really,
it's
really
legacy,
cool.
Legacy, man.
Yeah, it's legacy. It's
wicked cool.
Fulfilling almost, you know, and it's really I want that. It would be really cool like 10 years, 20 years from now, my kid would post some videos of the stuff that we built. You know?
Oh yeah.
That's and it's amazing. Gonna be 10 times bigger, 10 times
yeah,
bigger.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna be way cool.
Well, and too, like thinking about it from his eyes too, like thinking that like your dad is the reason that like this trail exists,
yeah.
like How fucking cool is that?
Like, my kid goes around and brags at everybody.
Oh, I'm sure.
He like, should.
Trail builder.
Yeah. Be like, yeah. What does your dad do? Sit in a fucking office?
Yeah.
He's going to be 16 years old shuttling his fucking friends.
I love it. Down I love like, it.
My dad built that hell shit. Yeah.
I'll be in the driver's seat, I'm sure.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. I was going to say, we'll have our own renegade crew fucking
yeah, dude.
Ripping up from Idaho.
Renegade Junior.
The Renegade Minis. Yeah,
son. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I just hope my kid's like way less of a pussy than I am.
I mean, you're not too much of a pussy. You're not that big of a pussy.
No, I'm not. I'm definitely not. But in my eyes, I'm my biggest critic.
You
man.
Can climb like a motherfucker.
That's how it always works. Dude, I can
climb anything.
I mean, I'll hit something huge and still like nitpick the living shit out of myself. So, you know what totally. I mean? It's just like, yeah. It's just how we are. That's human nature, right?
It's hard to not.
Yeah.
So you kind of hit on it, but we're not going to talk about it.
Oh, but
what's next for Renegade?
Honestly, what's next is legal. VCMP. We're going to 100% legal, all VCMP.
What's
got about 6 years.
Okay. That's literally what my question was going to be. So like, to completion, like what 6 years? So in those 6 years, you're going to triple the size of Virginia Canyon.
I mean, there'll be a lot more machine built as well, but I'll have roughly, don't quote me on this, but about 9 trails more that I'm going to build between Double Black and Pro.
Yeah.
So they'll all be really just loamer steep nasty trails like
J-Rod's gonna be pro riding the pro lines.
Yes.
I'll put money on it.
I guess he needs to be my test dummy then.
Yeah. I was gonna say we're already there, so right,
We gotta shave your head and put a couple little test dummy marks up on there.
The yellow and black circle stickers.
Safety stickers up there.
Good look for you.
Put that on my helmet. Test dummy.
Right.
Renegade test crew.
There you go. I like that a lot.
There you go. I want a sticker when you start making shit.
I got stickers for you guys actually. I'll grab them out of the van after we're done with this.
Hell yeah. The van that takes you places.
Ooh, the van. Yes. Are there bikes inside?
There's bikes and candy.
There's bikes and stickers. Shit. How to kidnap a 30-year-old man.
I'd work
the
on
the puppy's
me.
Under the table right now, so the puppy's not in the van.
I think I know the answer to this question, but potentially what's like your most memorable like time, whether that's doing your pirating or the legal stuff. I can imagine you probably have some pretty sick.
Honestly, dude, like I have a lot of moments, but the grand opening of the Craig Lane Memorial Trail was honestly my most memorable moment. Like it took us so long to build it and to have his family out, and it was a very emotional day. But just there was a lot of passion in the air.
Yeah,
and it was really cool to see something that came from just like a idea to now hitting and having a grand opening and a barbecue and a tape cutting. It was very magical. I've had a lot of cool moments, and I've rode with a lot of really awesome pro riders and just really cool people in my days, but that one stood out
the most. I mean, what else you got?
You kind of hit everything.
I mean,
we saw where you guys are going in the future. Saw what you're doing now. We rode what you're doing now.
Yeah, I was gonna say let's talk about Virginia Canyon itself. As one of your homeboys walks in.
One of my workers. Renegade. Shut up! Yeah, he's out there busting his ass all day. Yeah, his name's Scott. Ledoux. He's the man.
Is he the one living in the living room?
He's in the living room. Yes.
Oh yeah.
He's on the air mattress.
My man.
His ass off. We live at 9100, so it's not the warmest at our place.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's funny.
I don't know. I just think the access to the trail was so incredible. You know, we're kind of talking about like what we experienced today, and I think you're right off just off of 70. And,
yeah.
And you're right here.
Literally, it's you get easy. Off of I-70 and park. And
spits you into the town.
I think it's beautiful really town. Cool. Yeah, that you get to end the trails in the town. You get, you know, the bar scene, the brewery scene, exactly. The food scene, and like can literally come down, grab some food, go up for a second lap. You know what I mean? And
for sure.
It's a really cool setup for sure. And, we have hot springs here too.
Yeah.
You know that, you know, like Indian Hot Springs is pretty magical and they're revamping the whole entire place. It's becoming a pretty nice establishment.
I could use a hot spring. I'll go.
I'm gonna need one tomorrow. That's I'm gonna need one.
Yeah, my wife does a sound bass. So you guys know what sound bass are?
Yeah.
With crystal bowls and all that. Well, so she does sound bass at the hot springs and you can float while she's doing the crystal bowls and everything. And every Sunday,
every Sunday.
I like that stuff. I did the I did the float tanks, the sensory deprivation.
Oh, work. Yeah, yeah.
Love those things.
Yeah, dude, it's really good to center yourself.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It's important. People don't realize, I think, in the masses, but it's really good for you.
Yeah, I think I don't know like what specifically my favorite part was. Obviously, the climb fucking wasn't, but.
What?
I'm definitely ready
by
for
far my favorite. I love for me, man, eagle all day.
It just goes back to the community. It was, you know, I didn't hit any certain feature that was just like the most jaw-dropping thing to me because it wasn't in my ability level today. You know, I watched my friends hit really cool features. You know, Jared hit a really nice one. You were doing some cool things out there. And it was just the community getting out with the boys, riding, having a couple beers afterwards.
Pushing J-Rod to go a little extra.
Yeah. He put on a show for us, but I just go back to the community. And I think that that's exactly what you're building here is a place for people to come all ages, all skill levels. And I just love that part of it. You know,
I appreciate
there
that.
There wasn't one thing that stood out to me that was like the best. It was just hanging out with everybody.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you can make really sick trails but it's about the people you're riding with. Right.
For sure.
That's all it's all about in the end.
What happens when somebody comes along and makes a pirate trail out of your trails? You gonna be all right with that?
I'm gonna ride the hell out of it. Okay. I'll probably have a big old smile on my face. I love pirate trails. I ain't gonna lie.
and then he's gonna fucking flag it for Comba to come down. Come make that shit legal. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We actually a couple of my pirate trails that were on the sunny side are getting established into legal trails now.
Nice.
So, trapdoor that I brought up earlier. Mm-hmm. That one will be established as a legal trail.
Will the name stick?
I hope so. It should.
Should give homage to the guy that built it.
It needs to. Yeah. And it has kind of a mineshaft feel to it. You know, there's trap doors and mineshafts. Right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I'd say so.
You can step on a false floor and just find out that sounds you're another terrifying. 200 feet down. Like,
literally the reason that I refuse to go in caves.
Yeah. Caves are amazing. Mineshafts are death. But I'm
well, I want.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
what's that movie like Into the Darkness or something?
Oh, the movie's messed up.
Dude. Yeah, like ever since then, like literally will not touch a cave.
I used to go like, spelunking all the time. I love spelunking; it's super fun. But
until you watch As Above, So Below, and then you're
that's like, the one. Oh, that's the one I'm thinking of. Yes, that's the one I'm thinking of.
Seven Layers of Hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. That's the one I'm thinking of. That movie. Absolutely not. Like I remember, my wife wanted. We went to Glenwood Springs. Like. When we first started dating, we'd go probably a couple times a year, and they have like the big spelunking fucking tours you go and shit on. Absolutely fucking not.
I went to this one in Eagle, Colorado. It was called Fulford Caverns. I used to go every single year. They closed it down because of guano, like the bat
disease.
Bat shit was starting to spread.
See, another fucking reason not to go in a
10-mile cave underground. Stalagmites, stalactites, full columns, 200-foot theater rooms, and wormholes, waterfall, and river running through it.
I love that.
Sick.
And at any point, one of those could give out. And
dude, I spent 8 hours at a time.
You're just cut off.
Oh, you're done. That's in. That's
it. I'll send it on a flyover, but I'm not going in the fucking cave.
Yeah, that's true.
Cool. Well, Lee, anything else that you want to chat about or let the community know?
I think we've covered pretty much all of it. I really appreciate you guys having me out here and having me on this. And absolutely. This has been an experience. Enjoyed it.
Thanks for taking the
building the trails.
Yeah. Thanks for fucking busting your ass doing 1,000-pound rocks and shit so that we can enjoy some sick trails.
Hell yeah, dude. It's my pleasure. And there's more to come.
Cool.
We're keep saying it.
Hell yeah. Where can everybody find you? Social medias and
check the website and stuff. Instagram, renegadetrailcrew.com. Also, if you want to look at my website. Yeah, man, I've been posting everything on Instagram, all my website, or all my signups are on there too. Cool. And some good shit going on.
Oh yeah. And, we talked about you're going to drop some tanks, some jerseys. Yep. Make sure you, support Lee and the crew at Renegade and pre-order. If he lures you into the van, make sure you buy one. And
all these jerseys are sick.
They've the jerseys are sick too.
Vintage Toyota look with like the orange and red and yellow stripes.
Solid vents. Sweet. Solid vents up the
high
the
quality.
Arm. I saw them and I was like, dude, I gotta get one. He's like,
yeah, we're gonna get you one.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. So make sure you go check out Renegade and support them when you can. If you guys want some updates too, make sure you follow Comba. Join their membership, because without their membership and fundraising for them, obviously Renegade won't be able to build some sick shit.
Straight.
So we are, I think, black level members.
Yeah.
So and it's not just like you're a member.
That's for Colorado Springs, though.
No, we're Comba.
Oh, that is Comba.
Yeah, okay. That's Comba.
Sweet.
But it's too. It's not just like, cool, I'm a member and you get a sticker. Like, you get a shit ton of discounts to
a lot of
local and national brands. It's not just like some of the local spots. It's some legit brands that you'll get a discount to, and obviously you're gonna support the guys like Renegade and all that stuff too. So go follow them, become a member. So shout out to Comba for getting you to stop pirating and take that eye patch off and right. And all that. But
yeah, I haven't got the tap house yet, for keeping yeah. us fueled up here in Sue's. Thanks, Sue's. Appreciate
shout
you.
Shout out to
Yards.
Yards Tap House is the place to be. That's
yeah,
for
so
sure.
You can call, what's it called? Smoking Yards.
Yep.
See a theme there. Smoking Yards Barbecue across the street. Order you some solid barbecue and bring it back on over and enjoy some local beers and some local barbecue. So anything else, Braven?
Let's get the hell out of here.
J-Rod, you got anything? J-Rod's about to go kick it in some new camping spots that Lee told him about.
Yeah.
Up in Winter Park and Shred Trestle for the weekend.
That'd be some practice race laps.
Oh yeah.
Practice race laps for when he's pro. Here and on tour next year. Yeah. Yeah. Good.
Let's do it.
Solid.
Cool. Well, make sure you subscribe on your favorite listening platform. Follow Stewards of Stoke on the social medias and whatever platform you listen on. I think I already said that. And if you need to get a hold of us, just DM us stories, what you liked about the podcasts, any ideas you want to hear us interview.
And if you need any ideas for anything to do this weekend, hit Virginia Canyon.
Fuck yeah.
Don't be a pussy.
Come say hi to Renegade if you come out.
Hell yeah. Look for Lee creeping in the woods.
I'll
like
be
Sasquatch.
Hanging out in the woods. Giving hoot and hollers at you. You'd be like, what the fuck?
He's not wrong though, for real. But yeah. Tune in next time. We'll talk to you soon.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Bye.